Liberty plus independence equals freedom. November 3, 2021, Living Free. John Caton. Daily, unless we choose to shut off the noise, we witness the continual clamor of those demanding their rights, both real and fancied. We witness assertions of, and accusations of the denial of, freedom and liberty. The noise is fueled by truth. One of the great ironies is that truth does not have a universally accepted definition. Philosophers have debated the definition for thousands of years. It is the same with freedom and liberty. The understanding of truth, liberty, and freedom varies. The absence of absolute definition has become the driver of a great deal of societal turmoil. Independence is more definable. Literally, it is the opposite of dependence. Sometimes, abstract terms are more understandable when the opposite is considered: a lie versus the truth, bondage versus freedom, imprisonment versus liberty. The same space cannot be occupied by both. One cannot be dependent and independent at the same time. Is that true? The logical mind will argue that no one can be fully independent in modern society. Everyone has some dependency. Therefore, one can be dependent and independent at the same time. It is an inverse relationship, however. The more of one, the less of the other. A decrease of dependence causes an increase of independence. An increase of dependence causes a loss of independence. We use the terms liberty, independence, and freedom interchangeably as if they mean the same thing. They are so closely related in modern usage that your Google search will verify their sameness of meaning. They do, in fact, all refer to a state of being free of constraint. But we all know we are constrained by law, societal norms, relationships, and self-control. Otherwise, there's a price to be paid. Are we, then, free of constraint? Does freedom or liberty really exist? The primal view is that freedom is a state of nature, a state of existence constrained only by the laws of nature. John Locke, in 1689, expressed it this way: we must consider what state all men are naturally in, and that is, a state of perfect freedom to order their actions, and dispose of their possessions and persons, as they think fit, within the bounds of the law of nature, without asking leave, or depending upon the will of any other man. It is when a person exists outside the natural state that freedom is exchanged, surrendered, for a derived benefit of greater perceived value. With some few exceptions, no one lives completely in nature and apart from other people. Except for those few, no one enjoys complete freedom in the primal way. As with the term independence, we share in the inverse relationship of freedom and constraint. The more we are constrained, the less freedom we have. There are two sources of constraint, and this is where the meanings of the terms liberty, independence, and freedom start to shift some, primally. Whereas freedom may rightfully be constrained by nature, liberty may be constrained by law. Your liberties are comprised of the freedom you bring from nature and which society chooses to allow you to keep. Depending upon the type of society in which one lives, liberties will be variable. Any change in this variable requires effort by the society, with an individual's effort being limited. Freedom is a variable that shifts with one's relationship to the natural state. Independence varies according to one's dependency. Liberty varies according to one's society. Assuming that we desire freedom, how is it done? Any increase in liberty or independence yields a corresponding increase of freedom. Liberty plus independence equals freedom. An individual has only limited influence to increase liberty. Moving away from dependency towards a more natural state of existence is within an individual's power. If freedom is the desire, independence is the easiest route. It requires an assessment of the dependencies and a plan to break them. Whether it's a dependence on substances, relationships, jobs, governments, institutions, or long-held ideas, if they are a self-imposed and unnatural constraint of freedom, they can be broken to increase freedom.